The 12th annual Cincinnati Neighborhood Summit features many workshops and presentations designed to help community leaders and volunteers improve their neighborhoods and make them healthier, more attractive, and vibrant. The day's sessions will cover topics such as polishing your communication skills, diversity and inclusion, and transportation systems for the future. I met up with Rick Deringer, Executive Director for Investing in Neighborhoods, to find out more. The summit is geared toward community leaders and people very involved with the community, but pretty much anyone can attend, correct?
That's correct. In fact, I've seen a growing interest in citizens to be engaged in what's going on, not only in their neighborhoods, but in the city. And as I look at those who have registered so far for the summit, that's bearing out. We're seeing a lot of names that we've never seen before.
And to those folks who maybe haven't attended a summit before, what kind of things can they expect?
The summit is designed to provide information and skills and training for people who want to be involved in their neighborhoods. Last year, we started a format that we called the Community Academy, where we actually teach basic nuts and bolts skills on how to run a grassroots organization, how to conduct meetings, how to recruit leaders, how to go out and fundraise, how to reach out to diverse populations in the neighborhood. And then beyond that, this year we're putting a heavy emphasis on economic development and citizen engagement. So everything we do has an engagement component to it, but we're focusing a lot on how to revitalize neighborhood business districts, for instance. What sort of tools the city has available for citizens who want to be involved in trying to develop their neighborhoods and attract developers to their neighborhoods to create new businesses, to develop new homes, whatever that may be. We also have the planning department, who continues to work with Plan Cincinnati, and they're heavy into implementation of that and trying to get input from citizens on what priorities in individual neighborhoods should be.
Do you have some communities in mind, either inside or outside of Cincinnati, that you kind of hold up as a model of this is how a community has done it correctly?
We have some traditional neighborhoods who, over the years, have sort of risen to the top in that regard. College Hill is very successful in doing development in their business district. Northside has been a model for a lot of citizen engagement and activity for a number of years, not only with development of the commercial district, but also for redeveloping homes, engaging citizens in community building type activities. Madisonville's coming on real strong, as is Walnut Hills. Really impressive what they're doing, trying to redevelop their business districts and recreate those centers of the neighborhoods that really give the neighborhoods their identity.
What challenges do some communities face that might not have, say, a traditional Main Street business district? I'm thinking of places like Northside or like O'Brienville, where there is pretty much a main strip of businesses. Communities that don't have that, what kind of challenges do they face?
We have a number of communities like that, and the ones that immediately come to my mind are what I call the Mill Creek Valley neighborhoods, like Lower Price Hill, North Fairmont, Millvale, South Cumminsville. They're all struggling, trying to figure out how they can redevelop their identity, how to engage their residents in developing a grand vision for what their neighborhood should be, and then how you go secure the resources to do that.
Are there certain sessions in the summit that seem to attract more attention than others?
The resources the city has available has always been really popular. We found that our Community Academy courses last year were very, very popular, and they seem to be, just in a quick perusal of registration so far, they seem to be quite popular again this year, as is a session we are adding this year that will talk about the grand vision of the future for transit in not only Cincinnati, but the region. Of course, that's been a hot button issue for some time with the streetcar. Just today in the Enquirer, Todd Portoon had an opinion piece about how everybody throughout the region has been working very diligently for quite some time developing this grand vision. And the general public tends not to be aware of what that is. This is our modest effort to help expose residents of Cincinnati to what some of that thinking has been.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to ask you about that. I know you're having conferences about transportation and the model of the future and how it has been a hotly contested issue. Other potential hotly contested issues might be in developing certain neighborhoods, the idea of gentrification.
Actually, that hasn't really come up much in the discussion that we see around neighborhoods. You know, years ago, that was a real hot-button issue with Over the Rhine. To a certain extent, we see that a little more, but development that has happened has tried to be responsible in addressing those particular questions. So as a consequence, we don't hear the loud outcry that one might expect.
Well, it seems like at least one of the sessions in the summit is how to communicate with the community, how to talk about diversity and accepting all people and embracing all people and making them all part of the neighborhood vision.
Yeah, that's correct. In fact, we have a session that sort of talks about what core change has tried to do with that. In fact, that session is being conducted by Dr. Victor Garcia, who initiated core change, was the thinking behind that, and is the big driver. And of course, the vision there is when you reach out and try to pull in these diverse communities and create opportunities, especially economic opportunities for them, we go great distances in addressing questions of health and unemployment, which then leads to improvement in crime and disorder.
What communities seem to be most affected by the issues being covered in the summit?
I think all are to a certain extent. The communities that I'm seeing express great interest by the numbers from their communities signing up for the summit, head and shoulders above everybody else is Walnut Hills. As I mentioned, they're really working hard to redevelop their business district, but there's a lot of attention on redeveloping housing. You know, it's a holistic approach in that neighborhood. And as a consequence, they've engaged a lot of people who, over the past year or so, have realized that they can make a difference by their own personal involvement. And I think that's being reflected in the numbers of people who are signing up to come to the summit. The other neighborhood who has a great representation this year that we haven't seen in the past is Over the Rhine. The population, the demographics of that neighborhood changed dramatically over the last 4 or 5 years. And I'll be really curious to see if that's reflected in those who come.
So over 12 years of doing this neighborhood summit, what surprises have you encountered and what lessons have you learned?
I wouldn't say that I've been surprised so much, but what I think we've realized through all of this is we're starting to see the results of what we had hoped to happen at the very beginning. When we started this, civic engagement, community councils were really struggling. They had a really difficult time getting people in their neighborhoods to participate in what was going on. And part of that was a result of the perception that the city really didn't put a lot of value in what community councils were doing. The Neighborhood Summit over the years has really changed that perception. And as a consequence, we see a lot of community councils that are thriving today. It's not uncommon to go to a community council meeting and see 40, 50, 60 people there, where 12 years ago they were lucky to get 5 or 8.
So do you think it's just a simple matter of people realizing that, yes, they can have their voice heard?
I think so. That's been my impression. Our registrations for the summit are running ahead of prior years right now, and I find that very gratifying.
The 2014 Neighborhood Summit is Saturday, February 22nd, at the Cintas Center at Xavier University. I've been speaking with Rick Deringer, Executive Director of Invest in Neighborhoods, about the Cincinnati Neighborhood Summit. For links to more information about the summit, please visit us at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you very much.